a gun.
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention. Attention.
Government is an
emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time to
touch Jones
radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Stand by. Okay, now I'm ready. Ah, I just downed a piece of pizza. One little slice of Canadian bacon, pineapple, and pepperoni. Who puts pepperoni on a Canadian bacon and pineapple pizza, Lou? Strange, it confuses me. It confuses me to no end. I am Dutch Jones. Where's my headphones? I'm lucky I get... Yeah, you've been slaving all day in this kitchen making the pizza. Is that what you're trying to tell me? You drove 4 blocks to the pizza place. You probably had them deliver it, too. Probably some little Filipino illegal alien delivering pizza out there, isn't there? It's either be a pool boy or a pizza delivery boy. I am Dutch Jones. This is Stronghold Radio. Thank you for tuning in today as we share our weirdness on the air. Did you just throw your pizza on the floor?
No, no.
folks. I don't know where the dog is. The attack chewiner. Because of him? Because Lou's in here eating. There is pepperoni and pineapple on the floor. Where is the dog? The dog should be getting that.
He's out there under the table by Grandpa.
Yeah, it runs in the family. Look, he's dropping stuff everywhere. Turn the video camera on, Lou, so everybody can see how you eat. It's like buffet day at the men's prison with Lou. He's just stuff's going everywhere.
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. You know, you can lead kids to the dinner table, but you can't make them keep it on the plate. Oh, did anybody watch Obongo today in his campaign speech that he gave where he says he's going to continue? I couldn't watch it. The terminology that Obongo used today was just ridiculous. Ridiculous. It is ridiculous. I was fascinated, but he kept saying, we can't afford to spend $1 trillion on the rich. Now, one, I'm no fan of the rich. I'm not an elitist Republican type. I'm not even a Republican. But he kept equating tax breaks for the rich, which means they get to keep the money that they earn, as we are spending it. So based on that entire concept, it just proves that he's a stinking liar. You know, his ratings are so low right now, he's so unpopular, that Kenyans are actually insisting that he was actually born in the United States. It's amazing to me. And then I heard that the Muslims are actually saying that Obongo is really a Mormon. He's not a Muslim anymore. So he's really losing his base. People are getting really mad at him from around the world. They're going to put troops and trainers on the ground in Libya now, they want to. We were told we wouldn't be bombing Libya anymore, and because he's commander in chief, he's still bombing Libya. Ridiculous, isn't it? Just lie after lie after deceit after deceit. Both parties, you got Boehner. That's what his name is, B-O-E-H-N-E-R, Boehner. They keep saying Bonner or Boehner. It's Boehner. His name is Boehner. Just like from, what was it, wasn't there a character named Boehner on Family Ties?
No, it was Growing Pains.
Growing Pains. So to me, it's the same guy. Maybe it is. But they just lie. They do what they want. Oh, I got to turn down the... I got the military channel on. They're talking about the history of the sniper rifle. It's great.
Don't you know it's the government? They do whatever they want.
Yeah, it's the government. They can do whatever they want. And it's just sad that people give them time of day. Fox all day, when they were breaking down what he said, just put up a big sign in capital letters that says, he lied. Mm-hmm. He lied. He just continues to lie. You do realize this, that if we taxed every American who makes more than $250,000 a year, over that $250,000 a year. You know, all the supposed rich people, because if you make $250,000 a year, they say you're rich. I've never made that much, but I guess there are people out there that do. And we live on $800 a month now, which is more than a lot of people, so I'm not going to complain. But if you taxed everybody over $250,000 a year, everybody in America, 100%. If you make $280,000, you have to send $30,000 in. You know, you pay it all. We still would be $500 million less than what our budget is. There just isn't enough money out there to pay for the kind of spending they want. And, of course, Obongo comes on and he's like, oh, we're going to take money away from seniors. Every tax break we give the rich, there's going to be 70 seniors that have to pay more for their medicine. Okay. So what? So what? And then he goes, and all of you complaining about, and I know he doesn't sound like a Jew. I can't do a really good black half-breed. If I do it, they're going to say that I'm racist. So I'll play him as a Jew. But he's all, you know, we only give out to other countries 1% of our national budget. That's a lie.
That is a lie.
That's a lie. They're saying that foreign aid only accounts for 1%. What about the trillions of dollars that have gone to fight Iraq? That's not foreign aid. What about the rebuilding of Afghanistan and Iraq now? That's not foreign aid. Well, that's out of the war budget. Okay, how much is our economy bled to feed other nations, period? Foreign aid's only 1%. That's a complete lie. How much money are we sent to Japan, Haiti, South America, when they had their earthquake down there? I can't remember which country it was. I apologize. But the whole time he was on, one, I've had a migraine all day. I think I'm dehydrated. I just drank like a whole glass of lemonade, so hopefully that's going to help. Sugar-free lemonade, by the way, for those that are following my diabetes. We're going to come up with a breakfast cereal called Diabetes. I think it's just going to be sawdust and water, and you eat it out of a bowl. But Stacy's chuckling. Yeah, it is a hazardous choking hazard, but, you know, hey, what do you want to do? You know, you'll get over it. You'll get your breakfast cereal. You'll get your fiber. But his whole speech today was just a campaign speech. Basically, this is what he said. This is what he, yeah, Mexican aid. Chris from New Jersey saying, how much money do we spend on equipment that we send to the Mexican military and police? How many dollars are expatriated from our economy by illegal aliens that we allow, nay, we invite here? A huge amount of our economy is foreign aid, not 1%. I forgot where I was going with this. Oh, why doesn't Obongo just tell the truth? And he's basically reaching out to his communist base, his Muslim base, saying, keep with me. Keep with me. I'm going to keep tearing this economy down. I'm going the course. I'm not going to give in. And all you people who think they're not going to raise the debt ceiling, you know, and I'm talking, I don't usually talk about stuff that the mainline medias talk about, but it's important that we point out these great indicators that our government is basically a great big pile, steaming pile of crap. How's that for you? Somebody complained about the language on here the other day. Said, you don't sound like a Christian radio station. That doesn't matter. But we use the vernacular that fits. I can show you in the Bible, I think it was Paul, said use the term crap in the Bible. So,
yeah, and then the A word's in there.
Yeah, I think the A word is referring to the beast of burden, Anthea.
I'm just trying to be.
But he's just basically reaching out to his base and saying, look, I'm getting your orders. Listen, imams. Listen, Zionists. Listen, there. I'm keeping chaos going. We're not gonna. We got America on the ropes. We're gonna keep them going. We're gonna raise the. You know, he's all. I am not for raising the deficit ceiling. Well, okay. Well, then what are you gonna do? You gonna stop spending? No, I'm not gonna stop spending. I'm gonna keep spending. He's talking out of both sides of his mouth. He's a serpent. He's a vile serpent. And, yeah, I don't know. He may be in there for, I don't even care if he gets reelected again. I can tell you one thing. His election has been a big boost to the militia. Not since Clinton have we seen this many militias in America. But I know that what's going to happen as soon as they get some Republican in there, you know, they'll vote Mitt Romney and all the people will quit the militias again. The cycle continues. The slow cycle of decay and rot will continue because why? Most people are uninformed idiots. I'm past the point of calling them sheep because at least a sheep is useful for something. You can get the wool off of them. Not wool. Is it sheep's wool? Do they call it sheep's wool? What do you call it? Yeah, I guess it is sheep's wool. I forgot that. I was thinking cotton. Sheep, you get the cotton for your little aspirin bottles from sheep. No, that's from a plant. But the headache is affecting me. Lanolin. Lanolin. Lanolin, like from sheep's wool? If we ever have a daughter, let's name her Lanolin. I like the way that...
What about Liberty?
Yeah, oh yeah, we want Liberty, Freedom, and then we're going to adopt a boy and name him Tyranny. We'll call him Tyranny. And everybody will beat him up. He'll go around taking everybody's milk money. Yeah. Oh... Where was I? I got lost on that train of thought. Oh, but the idiots are just going to keep buying this. There's idiots on their side. There's the majority of people are idiots. Let's say 85 to 90% of America are idiots. They easily believe that which they wish to be true, and it doesn't matter who's telling it to them, whether it's Trumpy. For now, we're going to refer to Donald Trump as, aw, Trumpy. I believe that hairpiece is an alien life form from another dimension that is gray. Controlling him. What?
It's one of those grays.
It's a gray. I believe his hair is alive. I just saw Blagojevich, Planet Blog on there, and I think they're both being controlled by alien life forms in the form of bad hairpieces. So it's its own ecosystem. I think that's funny. The majority of the people, 85, 90% of the people, aren't going to even matter. Fortunately, they're the ones that are all going to die because the forces of evil and the forces of good are going to battle it out, and all those people are going to be stuck in the abyss in the middle. I'm not talking biblical here. I'm just talking historically the way battles go. You look at any minor battle that's happened in the last 20 years, and I say minor battle because we're nowhere near world war status, although we do have wars and stuff all over the country. We're nowhere near it. Today, we went in to get me a new toy, which all I'm going to say is... should have guessed that magazine sound. There was a big billboard that says, "Is your life not going right? Call this number." So I called the number on it. It had a picture of a Bible in the world, and it goes, and when the person on the other end of the phone answers the phone, it says, "Are you calling about the new diet system?" I go, "No." "What billboard did you see?" I said, "The one about my life not going so great, end of the world, you know, hubba, hubba, hubba." She goes, "Just a minute, let me get that script." Your paper shuffling. And then it's, at least it was an English-speaking woman with nondescript accent, so she was probably from, like, Iowa.
Okay.
No, it wasn't like that. It was like, and she's like, she reads off this thing. "Are you frightened by solar flares, earthquakes, volcanic activity? Do the recent political uprisings in the Middle East have you concerned? Do you believe Bible scripture? Do you believe the end is near?" And they got some end times guy coming to, coming to Clovis, to some church in Clovis. I was just like, uh-huh,
it's
uh-huh.
Timla.
No, it's not Tim LaHaye. It's another buffoon. This guy I never even heard of. I don't even remember the name. I was laughing so hard from the diet thing. So the same people that are trying to sell you diets are also trying to sell you the end of the world. And some church went and put the sign up there. And it's insane. It's insane. Tell them what this was, Stace. Type it in the chat room.
Okay.
And see if any of them really... Yeah, I'm looking at what some of the other things people are typing in there. It's pretty good. You know, either one of those... You know, let's talk about guns a little bit. Chris is asking about an HKP-30 or a SIG-226. You know, I have shot those on a shooting range. I've read the reviews. The best thing to get, especially since you're looking to get it for your lady friend, your future wife, you've got to take her to a range and let her shoot them. It's what fits in your hand. I've got a Ruger P90 that I've carried since the day I bought it. I don't know, it's probably 11, 12 years old. Dawn of time, I've had this Ruger P90, and it's never been the right gun for me. It's just too big, too bulky. I've owned other guns, mostly weird guns. I used to just buy Curio and Relics, because whatever gun I could have, even though I made good money, I'd rather have a large volume of guns at my disposal, because I was always the guy that was going to arm the neighborhood, you know, when the riotous zombies came. But this is the first time in my life that I bought a gun, and it's in there. Because I liked the way it felt. Stacy got it because she liked the way it looked. And she has small hands.
Yeah,
it's a small frame gun. It's easy to conceal carry.
It's perfect for me.
It's a Walther P22. I think James Bond. I've had Walther PPKs. I've had 380s. I've had the 9mm Walthers. They're all excellent weapons. But I just never felt good with that Ruger P90. I shot, of course, the 92F I've had, the Beretta. I've had 1911s. I've had every kind of weird gun, even the Gant pistols. And nothing's ever felt as good in my hand as this Walther. So my advice is, if you're buying a lady a gun to use for self-defense, she has to be able to shoot it a lot, to practice a lot with it, to continue to... get that other one, because I want it when on the break. Okay. They're bringing in food to us. The guards are bringing us food. Yeah, during the break, I'll eat some. Eat my second piece of pizza.
She's comfortable with.
She's got to be comfortable with it. She's got to be able to manipulate it. A lot of men just go, hey, I've read the stats on this new Glock 22, and I like that. But if she doesn't like it, she's not going to shoot it. And if she's not going to practice with it. You didn't like the Glock? Yeah. Stacy and I are, I'm only 5'7". I may be 1,400 pounds, but I still got little, you know, I almost said something I've seen, but I got little hands. And Lou's only 5'4", but he's got gigantic hands. So he's all hands. He should be a jazz dancer because he's got jazz hands. But I'm going to give him my 45 because he's shot it and he has no problem with it. Me, I have to rotate the Ruger P90 in my hand to drop the magazine. He doesn't have to do it so much. And as he gets bigger, if we keep feeding him, which I don't know if I'm going to after seeing what he put on the floor. Did the dog ever come in and eat that? No, it's still down there. Just grind that into the carpet. What do we care?
No.
It's just pineapple and pepperoni. So you've got to go to a place that rents handguns and let them try them. Now, the second thing I'm going to tell you is very, very, very important. Don't you dare try to teach your lady to shoot. Women have this gene that as soon as the person they've chosen as their mate starts to teach them to do anything, their brain goes into this counter-revolutionary mode and they won't listen to you. Spend the $50, the $100 for a day of lessons with a complete stranger. Somebody that you've researched, of course. I've been trying to teach Stacy for 3 years how to shoot. She just cries and throws the ammo at the target, retains about a third of it. She goes one day to Rudy Waldinger's place up at DFT, and she's like, I love it. This is so much fun. Oh, look how much I've improved.
And then I've been teaching you that.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, I watched the class. I'm like, he didn't teach you anything that I didn't teach you. Yeah, but he's more understanding. And the guy's like at this heavy Austrian accent. You can't even understand him. I'm like, but every guy I know, their wives are that way. Every single guy I know, or their wives and girlfriends, their moms, their sisters. It's like I tried to teach my first wife to drive a stick. After $1,700 of transmission repair, I learned that you can't teach a woman that you're emotionally tied to anything. And I know that sounds rude. I can do scripture, I can explain scripture, but anything hands-on, let me give that caveat, because it doesn't have the spiritual base to it. It's better to get her a gift certificate to a class. And you've got to be able to do that. And yeah, it's like a bad golf swing when it hits the dirt, Warland says. Did you shoot the 44 Magnum, Stace?
No way.
Okay, Lou did. I've had 44 Magnums before. I'm not happy with them. They're just, I mean, if that's the only gun I had, I would do everything I could, but I just don't enjoy it. I love revolvers. They had a 38 Special revolver at the gun shop today for like $400. I was surprised. It was like the cheapest firearm in there. It must have been made by elves or something. Everything else was $600-$700. Yeah, they had, you know, a lot of the 1911s were over $1,100, $1,200. I don't know about the rest of you folks in the country, but guns are hard to get. You need to get some guns. I don't care if it's a Ruger 10/22 and a Walther P22, that's fine. You know, you spend about, well, I know that the Walther P22 non-California edition, and I'm going to talk about that here in a minute, is only $300. Here they're $500 because it's the P22-CA. Because on the side of the gun, there's actually a little lever that can only be activated and deactivated with a key that renders the weapon unable to shoot. Because of our ridiculous draconian gun laws here, you can turn it off, you can turn it on. I'm going to throw the key away, and I may fill that with JB Weld so nobody can ever deactivate my gun. It has nothing to do with the disassembly. I've gone through the manual. It is just on the right, as you're presenting the weapon, on the right side above the trigger, it's got a trigger block that you use a key to activate, and it's ridiculous. So I would never, ever, ever activate that. Another thing I want to talk about, a little mention, especially those of you that are listening in Southern California, on Monday, the legislature of California passed a bill that all politicians at the state level can carry concealed now. They just granted themselves this CCW. I don't know all the details, but they're allowing themselves to carry guns for protection. My comment is this. If they keep passing these draconian anti-liberty bills, they better be carrying guns. They're going to need them. And then today, 2 days later, after they arm themselves, they're putting through legislation to get rid of our open carry law. For those of you that don't know, California is an open carry state. In unincorporated areas, you can carry a gun on your hip, loaded, walk around. There's nothing they can do about it. That doesn't mean they won't shoot you or arrest you and take your gun and make you fight. In cities, you can have a gun on your hip as long as the magazine and there's nothing in the chamber, so you have it on your magazines can be on your left hip, your pistol can be on your right hip. So they're trying to get rid of that today. They just told us on the radio. It's funny, we're on the way to the gun shop and we hear that. Today, California legislator from San Diego, some faggot communist hippie, it was a male. I thought it was going to be one of the Sanchez sisters, one of the sellout illegal alien promoting Sanchez sisters. But what they ended up doing was somebody I never heard of. Are going to introduce a bill that only law enforcement can have a gun outside their house, hunting, or, you know, other than hunting, outside your house, going to and from the range, and only law enforcement can have. And we all, I don't know if it'll pass because California has been hit pretty hard with some really draconian legislation that's been defeated. Like, I don't know if you guys realize this, especially new listeners, they were going to take away our ammo. They were going to make us pay an outrageous tax, only 50 rounds a month. You had to give a thumbprint and a background check, all this ridiculous stuff. And it got shot down in the court in Fresno, of all places, a judge, and it was a couple sheriffs, believe it or not, a couple sheriffs from around the state, they were northern sheriffs, and some the NRA and some advocates from the gun industry, California Rifle and Pistol Association, which we call CRAPA here, CRPA, and won. It was very quiet, you know, just shut it down, just completely shut it down. So there's some victory still worth being fought here. That's why we're going to be a forward operating base for the territory of Jefferson. If you're in the chat room, we've been discussing that. It's we're at war right now. There just isn't a lot of shooting going on, although they try. And those of you that were listening yesterday know about our soldier from Code 20, one of our men that had his weapons taken away by the Department of Justice. I've got a little update for you on that. Let me find that. I gotta find it here. Da-da-da-da. Just so you guys know, I'll just recap it if you weren't listening. Where did it go? Oh, here it is. Okay, I gotta click on it. I'm on my Facebook here. Okay, so I gotta hit Seymour, whoever Seymour is. Yesterday, April 12th at 1 p.m., due to a bureaucratic mistake, one of our Iraqi vets, I'm speaking for Code 20 right now, not the church at Kauai. His guns were, vets' legally held guns were seized by the Department of Justice. The DOJ, dressed in black, looking SWAT-ish with weapons, one for display, banged on the door demanding immediate entry with only the wife and three children, all of them under 10 years of age, at home at 1 p.m. in Riverside County. They demanded entrance without a search warrant and said they were operating legally under their rules. They demanded she allow them in and turn over all the soldiers' legally held firearms. They noted it was a felony now for him to have any firearms. The wife, God bless her, and we're going to have her at the church to speak about this soon, and we'll try and record that. She's going to come up next for the training.
May 20th?
She's supposed to be here May 20th, and we'll have her speak, and Lou and I will record it. And we'll play it on the air. Maybe we'll even interview her on the air that Friday or something. The wife wisely stood her ground, terrified by the four Department of Justice jackbooted thugs. She let them in but refused to allow them to search. She called her husband and told her... she didn't let them in. She refused to let them in the house. She simply called her husband. For those of you that are in the Christian world, know that a wife is under the coverture of their husband. A young woman is under the coverture of a brother or a father, and she doesn't have the right to surrender the dwelling. So she has to get permission of the husband. Now, the husband told her, stand your ground, we'll be there as soon as we could. The phones started ringing. I was contacted. Steve was contacted. I discussed it with Steve. I said, get as many cameras and as many people as you can there because they will kill this family. Now, the young warrior who's soon to be commissioned as an officer, he just finished their officer training program in the U.S. Army, suffered the aggressive behavior of four black-uniformed government thugs that were heavily armed. They said they did not need a search warrant under provisions of the law now that notes a veteran who has been noted by the military doctors that may be a danger to himself or others. Now, those of you that are in the VA system, they constantly ask me what kind of guns I have. Do I have dreams or nightmares? Do I have suicidal tendencies? They once asked, do you ever have terrifying dreams? I said, yeah, I once dreamt that Hillary Clinton was in a strip club I was at. And they left me alone after that. We're going to go into this more about what veterans need to do to stop this. We'll be right back.
Things that matter to me. Like driving on beaches and a license to fish in the sea. I used to live like a gypsy. I'd camp by the side of the road. Now they just move me along. Nowhere to go. Well, I'll give up my gun when the ocean runs dry. Well, I remember when fireworks were always a family affair. The whole town would turn up to join the event of the year. Well, there were crackers and sparklers and rockets and fountains and shells. When they took them away, they took some of our freedom as well. I'll give up my gun when the sun doesn't shine. Lock up my house, lock up my car and my shed. If I try to defend them, I'm likely to get locked up instead. Because the scumbags got lawyers and rights, so the law lets them be. While the honest, hardworking get shot, fight to stay free. I'll give up my gun when the birds don't fly.
Come on, Bugsy. Let's go home. You're a good little fella. Come on, Trongo. Let's get the hell out of here. Come on, mate. You done good. Your mother would be proud.
You're not very happy with me, Ed.
Listen. Did you hear him?
Well, I'll give up my gun when the ocean runs dry. And I'll give up my gun when the sun doesn't shine. I'll give up my gun when the birds don't fly. I'll give up my gun when politicians don't lie.
G'day, Johnny, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm out walking, but what are you doing here with that gun?
I thought I took all the guns.
You didn't get them all, mate. You're not having this one.
I'm after you.
When the crash does come, when there is a natural disaster, during civil unrest, the last thing you want to be is a refugee. So check out DutchJones.info. That's www.DutchJones.info.
www.dutchjones.info. We have the supplies you need and the information you will need. That's www.dutchjones.info.
Dutch Jones, this is Stronghold Radio coming to you from Central California behind enemy lines, a forward observation post for all those who love freedom, the territory, I almost said the country, the territory of Jefferson, all freedom loving folks, the Christian warriors, the militias, we're here trying to send you information about what's going on here and what we're doing in our efforts. During the break, there was a question about importing ammunition from other countries into the U.S. You need a special license to do that in its whole. You may find somebody who will ship it to you, but be careful. You can get components. You can get the bullets, the brass, the primers, the powder, all separate, but you can't get ammo from overseas. In fact, those of you that don't know this, our military, all the expended brass from all the training that they do at all the training bases here in the United States gets shipped to someplace in Scandinavia and they grind it up for scrap. You used to be able to buy directly from our military the once fired brass and make your own ammo. Not anymore. That's one of the reasons ammo's become more scarce and gone up in price. They are doing every single thing they can to destroy our freedoms. For the break, we were talking about our soldier. I'm not going to give out his name yet until I may have him call in the show. I know it's too soon right now. They're working with a law firm that Code 20's worked with 7 times before. And as far as I know, they've only failed once in court on these civil rights issues for patriots. Hang on a second. I just downed another piece of pizza and I'm having to deal with that. But only 2 pieces. Only 2 pieces. I'm taking it easy. In Riverside County, they took his guns. They laid siege to his house with a Department of Justice SWAT team. Now, the same thing happened to me, but they don't know where I'm at because I tell the VA that I live on the streets. I don't give them any information when they ask if I have guns. I was talking about that during the break. I don't have any guns. And this isn't, you know, I'm not using my real name here on the radio, so I'm not giving up any intel. And Lou has developed a voice scrambler. Lou, can we go ahead and turn off the voice scrambler for just a second so they can hear what I really sound like? Could you do that for me?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Here we go. We're going to do like a little bit of... hang on a second. Hello, this is Dutch Jones, and I'm very happy to be bringing you the Voice of Liberty. So this is what I sound like when I don't have on my voice scrambler. So, Lou, I need you to turn it on again.
So even, you know, I doubt they were listening at that exact moment. But I do keep a shield between me and all government agencies, you know, at least even if it's just a thin veil. I don't want them to know I have guns. So if you're a veteran... Don't talk about your guns. You may even want to stash your guns. Wouldn't it have been great if you'd have had them all hidden in the floor somewhere?
Yeah.
And they came in and he just gave them a beat-up old 22. Yeah, here's my gun. And they went. Deception.
Yeah.
The biblical doctrine of deception. I've got some crappy old Russian guns. If ever they catch me unawares, I'm just going to go, yeah, here, take my guns. I'll comply. Please don't kill me and my family. So... Let's get back to the story. Now, the thing that's scary is they said they have a bureaucratic authority. Whenever you hear those two words put together, I cringe. A bureaucratic authority to take his weapons, that they did not need a search warrant. That it was based on a military doctor's mistake. He checked the wrong box. Rather than checking no longer, you know, he's not found to be a danger to himself or others, he checked the wrong box. Now, I find that easy to believe from the VA because they're idiots. I was diagnosed twice that I was dying from all kinds of stuff. They told me twice that I had... hepatitis, I don't remember what letter, C, and I didn't. So if they can make mistakes like that, of course they're going to make mistakes like this. Putting your future in the hands of some of these foreign doctors that they bring over, I can imagine what the psychiatrists are like. I refuse to go in. I have yet to do my post-detachment separation psych evaluation. I will not do it. So they don't need a search warrant if you're a soldier. Remember, contracts are everything, folks. When you sign your life over to the U.S. government, they own you. The search and seizure was triggered by an Army MD who must have posted in his computer notes that the soldier could be a danger to himself or someone else. Civilian would be a 5150. Note, 100% of our kids coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan must go through a psych eval. No exceptions. They're ordered to do so. And under the law, once you've been treated for psychological maladies, you can't own a firearm. This is part of the Veterans Disarmament Plan that the government is working. They don't want their soldiers to know how to... Because, you know, Britain learned something. Britain used colonials to fight the French and Indian Wars. They trained the militias, basically. They spent all this time and effort arming and training the militias in the colonies, and then it turned on them. So, unlike most Americans, the New World Order learns from history. So they know that they've got to deal with the veterans. The Army doctor given this soldier cleared for duty after the psych eval, and then, who knows, maybe he entered the wrong info or somebody changed it to jack this guy up because they found out he was involved in training with militias. I'm not saying that's the truth. We don't know yet. Now, the DOJ spokesman that was on the porch said to Steve Klein, yeah, sadly, that happens a lot. Yeah, right, I bet. Now, the psych eval was done over 3 years ago. Why did it take him 3 years to get this guy's guns? No, I don't. This is my personal opinion. This isn't the lawyers. I wasn't on the ground. But I think they found out that this guy was active in the militia movement, and they went after him. Mm-hmm. It's a long time to wait for such action when one is in danger to himself or others, don't you think? Now, you consider Major Hassan, who murdered the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas. Look how long they wait. They wait forever. They get tons of complaints. But yet this guy who had no complaints against him, just a problem with his documents, they just clicked the wrong thing, if that's true, and they come after him. The DOG people have receipts for gave receipts to the weapons, so now the soldier, his wife, and the three children are unarmed, unable to defend themselves. Now, that report comes from Mustang Steve Klein. That's his call sign, Mustang. And he adds, after this, he was with the soldier as he got home, and he saw when he got there, he went there, and they videotaped it. When I say videotape, they used cameras. Nobody has videotape anymore. There were 30 women or so that showed up that were other soldiers' wives. They all live in the same area. It's not on base, but they kind of stick together. And other Code 20 wives and people showed up with video cameras and began videotaping this DOJ SWAT team. That saved lives, period. Mm-hmm. That saved lives. Steve parked a few hundred meters away. They walked in with their hands visible. Didn't want to trigger these guys. They wanted a fight. I can't wait to see this video, and I promise you when we get the video, we'll post it somewhere on the internet where you can find it, and we'll put the links up. They want to kill you. They want to kill your wives. They want to kill your children. They want to make an example. Look, we stopped a domestic terrorist. This guy that's for three years been serving the military since he got back is being promoted to officer status. By the way, his company, he's a full-time reserve. For those of you that don't know, there's such a manpower need that these reservists, when they come home, are still working full-time training other soldiers to go over to the sandbox to be, you know, fodder for the cause. And so his brigade commander, his soldiers, his bosses in the military are behind him on this one. So hopefully they messed with the wrong guy for two reasons. One, he's an example of a good soldier. He's a patriot. He's one of the three percenters. He's an oath keeper. And he also was part of Code 20, part of a large international network where we take care of our own. And immediately one of the most important things we did when we found out about this is we started praying. We all started praying for him. But we also applied physicality to it. We said, let's scramble people with video cameras. There's a law firm. I don't have the name of the law firm, but like I said, they've represented Steve in all these civil rights cases against the Muslims, and they've won 6 out of 7 times. I don't know the results of why they lost the 7th time, but maybe that'd be an interesting topic for a show on a Tuesday. We've got to stand together. When Houtari went down, and I don't have all the facts on it, I know just as much as anybody does from reading, but I think what saved a lot of lives in that was that people scrambled and covered people. Once it started to happen, I mean, the first few that were arrested, and I can't remember the exact number now, they were taken, they were in the mouth of the beast. But I think there were literally dozens of others that they wanted, and they went after them. And some people wanted to go to blows. They wanted that to be the Lexington and Concord. That wasn't the time. There was backup waiting. There were soldiers, there were other forces that were waiting to strike these people if anyone came to rescue them. So I believe, like Mark Kornke did that night, or if I recall the conversations on the radio that night as we all sat around listening on the internet, that that wasn't the time. This wasn't the time to start a shootout on the front porch of a Riverside County home with little kids in it. They got the drop on us. That was not the time. However, I think if Steve and a bunch of Code 20 guys had shown up with guns, I believe that they only sent in a small four well-armed thugs. There were more waiting somewhere else, and they would have surrounded them and they would have killed them. The great thing they didn't count on, I think, was the wives. The wives showing up, and I think that was just God intervening there. You know, the wives coming in, and it's just the way to do it. It's, you know, for now. Soon, I really believe that it's going to be, there's going to be a Waco. I don't know who it's going to be, where it's going to be. It'll be somebody we've never heard of. It'll be some group of patriots that we've never heard of that they're going to go in to kill. It'll probably be in Pima County, Arizona, because they like to, I'm just throwing that out there for Border Guardian. He's in there. But it's going to be somebody somewhere. And God will make it happen just like he did Lexington and Concord. It took years for the American Revolution to pick up. We don't know when it's going to be. But we've got to be ready to react and be flexible on the battlefield. I guarantee if this gets to the media, if the media wants to run with this, and we show that video, and we talk about the stupidity of the VA, the brutishness of the Department of Justice, the unconstitutionalism of, you know, oh, we're bureaucratically acting. This has nothing to do with the Constitution. It was funny because when they told him that, Steve turns to this soon-to-be lieutenant and says, didn't you take an oath to defend the Constitution? Against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Isn't it funny that they're not even serving you a warrant on something, you know? So it's great. These cowards with the Department of Justice. I hope we got good face shots on them. He didn't mention it. They weren't wearing masks or anything like I expected them to. So we've got to make sure we keep track of these things for when we win. And I'm positive we will win. And they're still around. We can take them up on charges for just following the orders. You know, the Gestapo is the same way. We are just doing what we are told, like the TSA. TSA searching six-year-olds and putting their hands on them. We are just following the orders. You know, this is the Fourth Reich, but it's weird. They combined communism and fascism, didn't they? They learned from history. The communists and the fascists decided, hey, we can't work against each other to defeat the peasants. Let's join together. I mean, this whole two wolves in the woods thing isn't working. Just like people forget when Hitler invaded Poland, the communists invaded Poland, Russia, Stalin from the other side. Communists and fascists work together. They completely work together. See, we got all kinds of good comments in here, you know. I love this stuff. They treat vets like crap, then turn around and tell us we should worry about vets joining militias, yeah. Well, I, for one, am here to tell you that we got a lot of vets in our militia. In fact, we have more vets than we have civilians that have no training. It's backfiring on them. They're losing ground and they know it. That's why they're doing these things. I think this was a test to see if Code 20 would show up in force and do something stupid. No, we're smarter than them. We are wiser than they, and we know when to use force and when not to. 30 women with cameras sends a heck of a message, and it completely changed the tone of these jackbooted thugs. And we're going to have to continue to respond this way maybe a few more times. You know, but there is a line in the sand, like I say, and I stand by my adamant statements that if they come for my children, no, they're not getting my children. They come for a gun, they're going to get a 1936 Mosin Nagant and a couple hundred rounds of ammo and say, oh, sorry. But they're not going to find my other guns. And if they're listening to this and they go, well, we know he has other guns, spend all day. Spend all week. You're not going to find them. I was trained well in teaching other partisans how to hide their weapons. You'll never find them. And you guys should be thinking about that, too. This is a really, 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 really good example of why you need to learn to cache your weapons. Because you don't know when they're coming for them. You don't know when they're going to take them. You don't know when there's going to be the knock. They waited till they knew he was at work. They know he's a full-time reservist working out of a base in the middle of, I think it's Orange County. I think it's Cerritos or something like that. They knew his wife would be home alone. They knew all his kids under the age of 10 that are homeschooled would be there. They knew that. Do you think they just said, hey, we got a list of guys in, let's just go knock on doors, see how many guns we can get? No, they planned this. They sent four guys in, and they probably had 4 to 12 in reserve not too far away watching. They probably surveilled his house for a while. They probably waited till he reported the duty, you know, I think it's like 70 miles away from where he lives. It's disgusting what the enemy will do, and this is a great chance for us to see them. We're getting more intel off of them by how they function in this.
Are they going to start burning houses, women, and children?
Eventually they will, Stace. Eventually they'll pull another
just
Waco.
Like the North did.
Just because, yeah, just like the North. They'll pull a Sherman, they'll pull an ATF. It will come to that, because they're going to get frustrated when we embarrass them like this. And I guarantee you, if this turns up into a lawsuit, they will be embarrassed, because Steve is not somebody you mess with in a court of law. He's not one of these mouthpieces that pretends to know the law, that sits back and reads all the law books and says, well, they can't do that. No, he actually goes into battle in the courtroom with lawyers, and he wins. And then he takes the money that they win and he uses it against them. I love it. The thousands and thousands of dollars that his associations have won, you know, it's not just making him rich. He's not that kind of guy. No, he turns it around and he makes sure that people have what they need. That's why I after meeting Steve and knowing that he had the long relationship with the church at Kauai, I said, this is something I want to be part of. And he's not a paper tiger. He's not a cyber keyboard commando. This is proof. As soon as one of his guys was in danger, boom, he bolted to get over there. These are the kind of people we need. And unfortunately, like I said earlier, 90% of the people out there are not that. You wouldn't believe the emails I get from people that have never gotten off their butts to even show up to a protest, never gotten off their butts to go to the border, never gotten off their butts to go into court when one of our brothers or sisters is being persecuted. The number is small that are active. Really, you know, the American Revolution was 3 to 6%, something like that, depending on whose numbers you believe. We're seeing the same thing now. So it's funny, I'll either get the, oh, there should have been a gunfight on that doorstep. Okay, when your kids are behind that door and your wife's there and you're 60 miles away, you call your wife and tell her to shoot through the door, you jerk. Let me see you really do that. Yeah, you want to see your whole family burned up? No, it's not a wise, strategic, nor tactical situation to be in. Eventually, we will hold the high ground. We will have the upper hand in certain situations, just like in the Revolution. How many times did Washington lose? Many. Over and over and over again, Washington lost until he started winning the key battles. And that's what we see in this. Now, I'm hoping that the soldier at hand, but it's his decision, I'm not going to sell him out to the media, goes to the media and makes this public. I'm hoping that his wife will talk about her experience on Good Morning America, about these guys coming after her hero. These guys are real heroes, not because they went and fought in the war, but because they went and fought in the wars, these unjust wars, realized the cause was unjust, and came back and started to do something about it. And because of the three percenters and the oath keepers, they're working with inside the beast, and those are the real brave ones. He's a hero to me for that, that he continued to stay inside and reach out. And every day that he wears the uniform and operates and shares the gospel and shares the patriotic view that he now holds, that he's gained over a period of time, I don't know how long he's been in the movement, that's a real hero to me. He's in the belly of the beast, and we need to praise these people. And I can't wait for the day that I can say his name. I think Steve may have said it, but I'm not going to say his name until he comes on the air, identifies himself, and talks to us about this. Maybe next week I'll have him give us a call and go over what the experience was like. Because I can't imagine. Today I was sitting in the car while we were, you know, Stacy was in a store doing something, and I was thinking about that. My wife and children are 60 miles away, and I get a call. The feds are here. What do I do? Can you imagine that feeling? You're thinking, man, all my life I've planned to be there when this happens. And these cowards attack. They're like the Cherokee Indians, you know, like the Apache that waited till the menfolk left, the coward guerrillas. Then they attack the women and children. They're like the U.S. Cavalry at Wounded Knee. They're like Custer at Little Bighorn. They go in there thinking they're just going to kill women and children. And the Braves, which are in this case were women and a couple men, showed up with video cameras. What a weird time we live in with the modern technology, isn't it? Yeah, I know Stacy would know what to do, but she'd still be calling me going, hey, Dutch, there's some ATF guy on the front step. And I'll say, how many times did you shoot him? That would be my next question. Can you open the door? Is his body blocking the doorway now? Is that why you're calling me? But see, I live in a Christian militia community where if that happened, the neighbors would be there, and they would. And that's maybe why nothing's happened to us. Because of things I talked about yesterday, the sheriff knows. We put people on notice. We go to judges and say, this is what we're doing. Show us where it's illegal. And they don't respond, and we go, okay, we're going to continue to do it. We go to the sheriff and say, look, you're not enforcing any kind of security up here. You're letting this go on. We're going to take care of it. And the sheriff's like, well, I can't do this publicly, but, hey, man, I really appreciate what you're doing, and you guys are on your own up there. Cowards.
Yeah, I know.
Sheriff Whitman's a coward, you know. I mean, he's way better than the communist that was running, but he's still a coward. Remember that guy from Wood Lake? I can't remember his name. Aflac.
I can't.
What was his name? What was the guy that ran for sheriff? Is his name Aflac?
No, I don't.
It was something like that because I kept saying Aflac every time he started to talk.
I can't
remember what it was. Me Sprack or something. He had some weird name I've never heard before. But we have to stick together in these things, and I'm not just requesting, I'm demanding that you guys continue to pray for this family. God knows who they are. God knows their names. And when they come up for the training, if we have time, I don't know with the way the training is going to go, I may not be doing on the 20th a show that Friday. As you guys know, when I have training, I like to put everything into it. You know, it's not like I'm neglecting you. You can listen to a replay. Moreland can come on. Somebody else can fill in. If anybody ever wants to fill in for a show, just send me an email. As long as you don't get on and talk about satanic human sacrifice, you'll get to do it again. Stronghold Radio is a free, you know, we believe in free speech, and I may not agree 100% with what you're doing, but as long as you're talking.
Did Warland do a show?
Yeah, Warland did a show today. Yeah, and it got a little better. We're still working the kinks out of Warland's The Voice of Jefferson Territory. And you should have heard the first ones I tried, even when I did it again on the internet. Without Lou, I wouldn't be on. But I had no idea. And the soundboards and, you know, a little bit of investment. But people are saying, you make it seem so easy, and then when I try, it's hard. You got to realize, and I'll spend the last few minutes talking about this. I've been doing this for 30 years. My first job was I'm 45. My first job was when I was 15 at a radio station in Colorado, a little tiny 5,000-watt station, AM station. My first radio gig, I was 10 years old, and I converted a Star Trek walkie-talkie on channel 15 on CB, and I got caught, and I was doing like little 45 Snoopy and the Red Baron, Ohio Express. I remember the first song I ever played on pirate radio so that kids like a block away could hear me was Ohio Express, Yummy Yummy Yummy, I got Love in My Tummy. And then the second song was Creedence Clearwater Revival Traveling Band, I think, CCR. And but I've been in it for a long time. I kept going to this radio station after school, hanging out, a little punk kid with a mohawk, and they had me cleaning, they had me doing all kinds of stuff. No, we're not going to take calls right now. Yeah, I don't have we've only got a couple minutes, and then we'll do it. Tomorrow we can take calls. Tomorrow in the first hour we'll definitely take calls because we'll be back at the Stronghold. So what they had me doing is cleaning up, winding 8-track tapes. That's the best way to explain it. They're called audio carts, but they're just like. And one day I remember every radio station I've ever worked at has a guy named Doc. And Doc went across the street during the news break. I ran the news. I just engineered it. I didn't read it. I just turned knobs, and it came in over a satellite feed. Yeah, it looked like I was doing something. And one of my jobs was to tear off the teletype back then when they had the teletype and highlight everything and look up pronunciations for the news guy. Well, he goes across the street on a Saturday. I was getting paid $3 an hour to hang out there, basically, and make sure the radio announcers had everything. He went to go get nachos. I'm sitting there, got about 2 minutes, and he'd always come in, I mean, like 10 seconds before, set his nachos down and open up, introduce a song, and then eat his nachos, because we weren't a talk radio. It was a country western album. It was a really weird station. It was mostly for weather and farm reports, because it was a farming community in Greeley, Colorado. So I'm waiting for him to come back in, because I'd have to buzz him in, and I hear, bam! It sounded like somebody hit a moose. I go up, and the studio had a window on the road. I look out, and there he is laying down in the middle of the road. Some old lady had hit him. I'm laughing. He recovered. But people were with them. I said, there's nothing I can do. I'm a 15-year-old kid. It's before I had any training. So I got on the phone and I called the station owner. I said, Doc just got hit by a car. He looks like he's still alive because he's screaming obscenities at the old lady that just broke both of his legs and later turned out his pelvis. And so he says, well, get on the air. So I got on the air and I did my first professional announcing by saying, Doc won't be with us for the rest of the evening. And my name back then was Sean Finn. I said, this is Sean Finn. I'll be spinning this music for you, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. Boom. And everything worked fine, and I've been on the radio ever since. He was out for 6 months, and I filled in on his Saturday show, which was my first professional gig. What? What are you saying one for?
Is it 1 hour?
Yeah, we're just doing 1 hour today. And so I have been in radio ever since, off and on. Television, I've actually hosted. I've been on TV a few times with my own show. I won't tell you where because I don't want you to see really who I am. Don't you dare do it, Stace. She's going to... My professional name is really goofy. I've been doing it for 30 years, even longer. 36 years if you count when I was 10 years old and got busted by the police for doing pirate radio. So don't Moreland, don't be discouraged. We'll get you through. We'll get you on. Anybody else who wants to get on. I mean, even as long as I've been doing it, I still don't sound that polished because I have a lot of distractions in the studio. But I also couldn't do it without him, so it's good. I am Dutch Jones. We're only going to do an hour today. I don't have anything more to talk to you about. So just when Liberty Tree gets in there, just tell them to play the first hour if they want to. And the update's in there. Tell them the update on our soldiers in there. Remember, folks, to check out DutchJones.com. Excuse me, DutchJones.info. DutchJones.info. We just got a $15 donation a little bit ago, I saw. Thank you very, very much. And just keep it coming so we can stay on the air. And we got to buy that RAM. We need RAM for our other computer. We don't have any money to buy it. The sword is heavy. The battle is hard. But the victory belongs to the Lord. And you need to stand in the gap. Yes, you. You. You specifically, be part of that 3-10%. Don't be one of the wimps. Help us out. Be somebody who stands up. We're going to come back tomorrow. We'll have, in the second hour, we'll have Practical Christianity with Pastor Warren Mark Campbell. And we'll just keep doing what we're doing here. With your support, your prayers, we'll keep this show rolling. I am Dutch Jones. This has been Stronghold Radio. If you're listening on Liberty Tree Radio or Channel 2 in the Finger Lakes region of New York, Watchman Radio, Militia Radio, all those other outlets, thank you for tuning in. God bless you and all you do in the holy cause of liberty.